Where did you go? Dinner. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Donald
Trump.
No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly.
Be hail, hail, riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hail, hail, riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Donald
Trump
says.
Now I want to take this opportunity to give you some advice. Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve and that are not always warranted. But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight.
Hi.
Donald
Trump.
Face in her.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
Never, ever, ever give up. Things will work out just fine. Look at the way I've been treated lately. Especially by the media.
Hi.
Donald
Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, Mr. Superman!
Super-duper Superman!
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good! We would leave it if we could!
We bring the world new order!
Donald
Trump!
This world new order! Everyone a foreign race! We love
Donald Trump!
Space when we bring to the world disorder! When
Donald
Trump
says...
No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly.
Be hail, hail, riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hail, hail, riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Trump
says
no politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly.
Be hail, hail, riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hail, hail, riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
In the last 24 hours, we keep hearing that I word a lot.
Up next, the I word.
Democrats, several of them, inching closer to the I word.
You're going to be hearing that word, the I word.
Mumbling about the I word.
Using the I word.
Are we allowed to say the I word?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you. I love you too. Yeah. And I have to give the FBI credit. That was so bad what happened originally. And it took guts for Director Comey to make the move that he made in light of the opposition he had with her trying to protect her
from criminal prosecution.
You know that. It took a lot of guts.
I really disagreed with him. I was not his fan.
But I'll tell you what he did, he brought back his reputation.
Yeah.
He brought it back.
He's got a hang tough, because there's a lot of people who want him to do the wrong thing.
But what he did was the right thing. Yeah.
Before we begin, I just need to know that I have your undying loyalty.
Breaking news. Jim Comey is out at the FBI.
Is this a cover-up? Is this a cover-up?
Of what? Of what?
Does the Comey firing cast a shadow over your talks, gentlemen?
What's the fire?
The U.S. Court. Yes.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
There was one news agency allowed in the Trump-Lavrov meeting, and it belonged to Vladimir Putin.
You can't make this stuff up.
Regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
Your staff has been insisting all week that you didn't fire him because of his Russian investigation.
No, I did.
They keep changing their story.
I gave you the best information I had at the moment.
At the end of the meeting, the president told everyone to get out of the room. The attorney general Sessions hung around. The president excused him again, said he wanted to talk to Jim.
The source tells CBS News that former FBI Director James Comey wrote a memo 3 months ago that said President Trump asked him to shut down the investigation of Michael Flynn.
Flynn's contacts with Russia are the subject of an ongoing FBI probe that Comey was leading up until he was fired by the president a week ago.
The quote in the memo, as read to the Times, is as follows. The president says to Comey, quote, "I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go." The president goes on to say, "He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go."
But we had a very nice dinner.
Did you ask him to drop the investigation?
No, never.
I fired him because of Russia. I thought, he's investigating Russia. I don't like that. I should fire him.
And you're just admitting that?
Uh-huh.
But that's obstruction of justice.
Sure, okay.
I can feel a heater coming round.
Did President Trump record his conversations with former FBI Director Comey?
I assume you're referring to the tweet.
James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press.
The president has nothing further to add on that.
Now, Mr. President, on Thursday you tweeted that James Comey better hope you don't have tapes of your private conversations. Did you secretly tape him?
Listen, Keenan, I don't know, okay? Probably. I tape a lot of people. I tape whoever I want, whenever I want. Some people have called me a serial tapist, and it's true I am, okay? When you're president, they let you do it.
It's just another scandal that, unfortunately, continues every... Only it's now accelerated. Watergate took many months, and this thing seems to be taking hours.
What you think is happening often really isn't happening.
The White House seems to be doing everything it can to point in other directions and say, do not look here. There is nothing to see here.
We have major breaking news right now. The U.S. Justice Department has just named a special counsel in the Russia investigation. Let's go right to our justice correspondent, Pamela Brown. This is huge, Pamela.
Well, lately when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down, 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 down.
This is a significant step. We are learning that the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, has appointed former FBI Director Bob Mueller to now oversee the Russia probe and look at the possible connections between Trump campaign associates and Russia. This announcement coming on the heels of the news that President Trump asked Director Comey back in February if he would stop the Flynn probe, according to our sources. In this statement that was just released from the Department of Justice, Rod Rosenstein says considering the unique circumstances of this matter, I am determined that a special counsel is necessary in order for the American people to have full confidence in the outcome. Our nation is grounded on the rule of law, and the public must be assured that government officials administer the law fairly. Special Counsel Mueller will have the appropriate resources to conduct a thorough and complete investigation, and I am confident that he will follow the facts, apply the law, and reach a just result.
I'm sick and tired of your sentence.
Michael Flynn told President Trump's transition team weeks before the inauguration that he was under federal investigation for secretly working as a paid lobbyist for Turkey during the campaign. This warning came about a month after the Justice Department had notified Mr. Flynn that he was under federal investigation. Despite the warning, Trump made Flynn his national security advisor anyway. Flynn's disclosure to the Trump transition was on January 4th. It was first made to the transition team's chief lawyer, Don McGahn, who is now White House counsel. That conversation and another one 2 days later between Mr. Flynn's lawyer and transition lawyers shows that the Trump team knew about the federal investigation of Mike Flynn far earlier than has previously been reported. Majority Leader to colleagues in 2016, quote, I think Putin pays Trump. Literally, that is a quote from the number two Republican in the House, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. The Post Tonight reports that he said in the U.S. Capitol to other members of Congress, including the House Speaker last year, quote, there's two people I think Putin pays, Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher and Donald Trump. Now, this apparently reportedly happened on June 15th, 2016, and it's one thing for the Washington Post to report that you said that. It's another thing for them to say they heard the tape of you saying that. The recording was listened to and verified by the Washington Post. Continuing from their story, quote, some of the lawmakers laughed at McCarthy's comment, but then McCarthy quickly added, quote, swear to God. House Speaker Paul Ryan instructed his Republican lieutenants to keep the conversation private, saying, no leaks. This is how we know we're a real family here. According to the Post, it is difficult to tell from the recording the extent to which the remarks were meant to be taken literally. For context here, this is about a month before Donald Trump secured the Republican nomination, but there was nobody else really in the running at that point. And the day this conversation happened, both Kevin McCarthy and Paul Ryan had met with the Prime Minister of Ukraine, who'd been telling them about the sophisticated propaganda tactics the Russians were using in Ukraine and the way they were supporting specific populist politicians. Paul Ryan was talking about that when Kevin McCarthy brought up the Russian hacking of the Democratic Party and then made his comment about how he's pretty darn sure that Putin's paying Trump if he's paying anyone. Somebody recorded the whole exchange, saved it for almost a year, and then gave that reporting tonight to the Washington Post.
If you listen to it, it said everybody laughed. So you know it's a bad attempt at a joke, and that's all there is to it. No one believes it to be true from any straight stretch or form. So.
Do you still have confidence in the president?
100%.
Every time we turn around, another shoe drops from this centipede.
After this week, many people are drawing comparisons between you and Richard Nixon.
No, I am nothing like Nixon because I am not a crook, okay? Plus, I bet Nixon only got one scoop of ice cream for dessert, but I get two scoops, okay?
He used to love and drive me wild, yeah. But lately, girl, you get your kicks from just a driving me down. I'm going 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 down.
the president on multiple occasions demanded that Comey pledge his loyalty to him. Comey declined to do so.
I read that article. I don't think it's inappropriate.
Number one, did you ask that question?
No, I didn't. But I don't think it would be a bad question to ask.
President Trump revealed highly classified information to the Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador last week during a meeting at the White House.
The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false.
The Secretary of State was extremely careless and negligent in handling our classified secrets. She lied about passing on classified information, right? In my administration, I'm going to enforce all laws concerning the protection of classified information. She said she sent nothing more classified, a total lie. We can't have someone in the Oval Office who doesn't understand the meaning of the word confidential or classified.
Put classified information in the reach of our enemies.
Classified, confidential. They're so classified, they're beyond classified. And maybe classified at the highest level. How sad.
Obstruction of justice. Telling the FBI director to close down an investigation of your senior campaign advisor for his activities during your campaign for president. If that's true, that is obstruction of justice. That's a crime.
I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He's a good guy.
I think we could do with a little less drama from the White House.
Most senators are shaking their heads saying, is this going to end soon?
Also, I invented a new phrase. Have you heard it? It's called priming the pump.
Let me ask you about your termination letter to Mr. Comey. You write, I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation. Why did you put that in there?
Because he told me that. I mean, he told me that.
Told you weren't under investigation?
Yeah, and I've heard that. I've heard that from others. I think...
In a phone call? Did you meet face to face?
I had dinner with him. He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on. We had a very nice dinner at the White House very early on. A dinner was arranged. I think he asked for the dinner. And he wanted to stay on as the FBI head. And I said, I'll, you know, consider, see what happens. But we had a very nice dinner. And at that time, he told me you're not under investigation, which I knew anyway.
That was one meeting. What was it?
First of all, when you're under investigation, you're given all sorts of
documents and everything.
I knew I wasn't under. And I heard it was stated at the committee, at some committee level, that I wasn't, number one. Then during a phone call, he said it. Then during another phone call, he said it. So he said it once at dinner, and then he said it twice during phone calls.
Did you call him?
In one case, I called him. In one case, he called me.
Did you ask, am I under investigation?
I actually asked him, yes. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know? Am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
But he's given sworn testimony that there is an ongoing investigation into the Trump campaign and possible collusion with the Russian government.
Right.
We're the centerpiece
of the Trump campaign. Well, all I can tell you is, well, I know one thing. I know that I'm not under investigation. Me, personally. I'm not talking about campaigns.
I'm not talking about anything else.
I'm not under investigation.
Did you ask him to drop the investigation?
No, never.
Anyone from the
White House? No, in fact, I want the investigation to be speeded up, Lester.
Did the White House ask him to end the investigation?
No, why would we do that?
Any surrogates on behalf of the White House?
Not that I know of. Look, I want to find out if there was a problem with an election having to do with Russia. Or, by the way, anybody else. Any other country. And I want that to be so strong and so good. And I want it to happen.
Some bad things came out today. You know, those classified. You know the word classified. This was not just extreme carelessness with classified material, which is still totally disqualifying. This is calculated, deliberate, premeditated misconduct.
You're breathing down my neck. You're getting in my face. You're digging and you're probing, trying to make a federal case. I said that I liked you, but you know I'm a liar. You're getting too close. Ooh, you're fired. I said my rationale was the Rosenstein memo. That rationale ain't rational. Rationality's not my M.O. I said I support you, but you know I'm a liar. You're starting to leak. You're fired. You heard me talking to, let's just say, my associate. He had a Russian accent. Well, all I can say is, oh, yeah. I said you were courageous. Did I mention I'm a liar? You see right through me. You're fired. Now Sergei Lavrov and Sergei Kislyak, they came around just to kiss my ring. We laundered some money and we had a good laugh about that democracy thing. There's a mansion in Florida, made me a pretty profit. Flynn, Nunes, and Sessions, they've all been taken off it. 8 prominent Russians mysteriously expired. Nothing to see here.
With few exceptions.
You're fired. Got rid of Sally Yates. Got rid of Pre-Barara. You know the White House press corps. I'll get rid of them tomorrow. You're grandstanding and showboating, whereas I could not be shyer. Before you get on top, ooh, you're fired. Were you wearing a wire? Looks like Manafort and I are going to acquire some bright orange attire.
The president reportedly gave classified information to Russian diplomats in the Oval Office. Now, of course, no one is sure what was said in that meeting, mostly because the American press was barred. The good news is Trump has someone that is coming to his defense. The bad news is it's probably not the person he wants.
Vladimir Putin is claiming he can prove President Trump did not reveal classified information to those Russian officials in the Oval Office last week. Mr. Putin is offering to send Congress his transcripts of the President Trump's conversations with Russian foreign minister and ambassador.
John McCain said tonight that the Trump scandals have reached a Watergate size and scale. On the verge of impeachment, he resigned the presidency. He resigned as he faced impeachment in the House of Representatives for exactly what James Comey's memo says Donald Trump did. Obstruction of justice.
Now I want to take this opportunity to give you some advice. Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve, and that are not always warranted. But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. Things will work out just fine. Look at the way I've been treated lately. Especially by the media. No politician in history. Let me say this with great purity, has been treated worse or more unfairly.
You can't let them get you down.
You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams. I guess that's why I won, thank you. I guess that's why we won.
Every single day is something nuts. Your presidency is like the craziest show on TV, and it's on 24 hours a day, and we can't keep up.
Well, too bad, because this show is going to run for 8 years, okay? We have plenty of fun plot twists coming up. A lot of your favorite characters will be coming back. Kim Jong-un, Carter Page, even that little psycho Steve Miller, okay? Also, I don't want to give away too much, but in an upcoming episode, we will find out that Kellyanne has been dead this whole time, okay? Special thanks this week to
Peter Serafinovich
and Bruce
Springsteen
and
Roy
Zimmerman,
and thanks to
Alex Baldwin, Chuck, Todd, Sean, Spicer, Andrea, Mitchell, Sergey Lavrov,
Michael,
Che, Sarah, Huckabee, Sanders, Lester, Holt, Kristen, Welker,
McCain,
Seth, Myers, Tucker, Carlson,
Wolf,
Blitzer, Pamela,
Brown,
Rachel,
Maddow, Kevin,
McCarthy,
Chris,
Hayes, Janine, Piero, Katie, Turry, Auer, McMaster, Jeffrey, Tubin, Stephen, Colbert, Mitch, McConnell, Durbin, Trevor, Noah, Brooke, Baldwin,
and
Lawrence.
You're done.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.